Always talking about opportunities, and we've got some new ones that you may or may not have heard about before. Fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yonke at the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison. Let me introduce you to the College for Rural Wisconsin. You say, now, wait a minute, Pam, where is that? Is it a private institution? Is it a part of industry-led efforts? No, in reality, it is a unique opportunity provided through the UW campus and basically a lot of our extension staff and the thoughts they had about where education could go, how we could attract some prime students, and how we could serve rural communities. So in studio with us today is Jennifer Blazek. She is the College for Rural Wisconsin's program director and here to explain a little bit more about what this college is. Start us off from the beginning, Jennifer, because again, it's a new phrase, a lot of similar goals and infrastructure, but a new phrase. Tell me when this School for Rural Wisconsin got started.
Yes, Pam. So it's been around for a year. So we're a brand new program. It was actually established as part of the Greater STARS College Network, which stands for Small Town and Rural Students College Network, which is a collaboration of 16 institutions across the United States, all about focusing on college access for rural and small town students in the country. So the funding comes from them, which is a generous donation from the Trott Family Philanthropy. So that's where we get our funding, which helps us to then ensure that the college, the program itself is free for our schools and students and families who are participating in the programs, which is great. So it's a year long. It's just established this year. We hit the ground running with a couple in-person programs. But really what it is a free college access program to really support students along that college going pathway. Everything from should I go to college? I'm thinking about college. What does that mean for me? To I'm going to college. How do I be successful on campus? And it doesn't matter where you go. We're a UW-Madison program, but that doesn't mean we're pushing students to come to UW-Madison because we know that that college is not the right fit for everybody. So it doesn't matter if you're going to two-year, four-year, public, private, in-state, out-of-state. We want to give you the tools and the resources and the support needed to help you develop that pathway that's best for you.
Now, you mentioned 16 that are involved in the STARS coordination launch. Tell me a little bit about some of the other schools. What are they like?
Yeah, so most of them are private schools. So we've got Yale, MIT, University of Chicago, Vanderbilt, and over on the West Coast, we have Caltech. So those are some examples of them. We have four publics. So UW-Madison is one of the publics. We also have University of Iowa, University of Maryland, and The Ohio State. So that kind of makes up the 16 institutions. And we partner together to share resources and information to support our students. And then the College for Rural Wisconsin is really focused locally on the state because we found that a lot of schools lack resources and support really around college going. You know, sometimes there's one counselor for the entire school district, and that's really hard to have individual conversations. So we're here to kind of build up the capacity in the state for that college going and college conversation.
Now, I noticed, though, when I was on the website and took a look at, I guess we'd say, some of the curriculum or the guidelines, it's not just about high school age students. You're actually looking to reach out beyond the high school age bracket.
Yeah, exactly. And a lot of times conversations start in middle school. So we're kind of looking at that entire life cycle of the student of when they start having those conversations, whether it's 7th, 8th, 9th grade, about college, starting to think about what is my plan after high school, right? And so all the way to I'm a student on campus, and so my rural peer ambassadors and I are really working also on campuses to really help rural students feel community, a sense of belonging, and getting the support they need, even now that they're on a campus, because there can be a lot of changes, you know, culturally, environmentally, about making that shift from a rural small town area to a college campus, which often is in urban areas, suburban areas. So making that shift too.
If you're just joining us, that's Jennifer Blazek. She is the College for Rural Wisconsin's program director and very familiar with Wisconsin. You probably recognize her voice from her leadership for Farm and Industry Short Course, now accepting this new challenge to try to enhance the educational process and educational opportunities for kids in rural communities specifically that might be thinking about going beyond high school, but it can be intimidating. You mentioned ambassadors that you've got along with you, peer groups that are part of this process. Let's introduce you to one quickly. Avery Simpson is her name. She is from Brooklyn, Wisconsin, so just outside of Madison. And she is one of the peers that we are pointing to out in the rural community. Tell them your story, Avery, about how you became kind of at least interested in what the school stood for and ultimately involved with.
Hello, Pam. Thank you so much for having me on. I am Avery Simpson, like you mentioned, from Brooklyn, Wisconsin. I'm a junior at UW-Madison studying elementary education with a minor in English language arts and certificates in educational policy and leadership. And how I got involved with College for Rural Wisconsin and kind of how I became a rural peer ambassador is I was scrolling around on the student jobs portal one day looking for a job, and I ran across the title College for Rural Wisconsin, and it just really resonated with me as a rural student myself. I take a lot of educational policy courses, and I noticed kind of through these courses the disparity between rural and urban students that I didn't notice when I was surrounded by a whole ton of rural peers. So I got really interested in the message behind College for Rural Wisconsin and wanted to do my part and see how I could support rural students.
You know, like you said, if you live it, it resonates with you so much more. Help people that are from a suburban metropolitan area, you know, even a community that's on the outskirts of Madison has access to things that rural, true rural communities can't take for granted. Give me just a sense. Give me some examples, if you can think of them, Avery, of what automatically popped in your mind when you started looking at what the school's trying to accomplish.
Yeah, well, just thinking back on my own experience, I mean, I did attend Evansville School District for a while, as well as Oregon, and I've got to say, these aren't the smallest rural districts. Evansville's a little bit more on that rural side, and thinking about my own school experience, we were sharing textbooks a lot. It was a little bit more difficult for us to get access to technology when COVID hit and we all moved online. I know that was really difficult for my family because our house is surrounded by cornfields. So we didn't have great access to technology, not wonderful service. So these rural students are facing a lack of resources in many places. Like you mentioned, there's a lack of counselors. One of the schools that we went to didn't have a counselor at the time that we were there. So one of my main missions here at College for Rural Wisconsin, and something that I really want to do, is bring college to these spaces that are lacking these resources and bring that knowledge and help them understand that college can be for them. Because I feel like those conversations are not always being had in rural spaces.
Have you had a chance to introduce yourself to some of these potential partners? What's the initial reaction? Give me, you know, because what you're offering is wonderful. Sometimes it's almost too wonderful to believe if you're a rural kid.
Yeah, so I am very thankful to have the opportunity to have traveled to a couple of schools. We went to Seymour was our first visit, and then we've had a couple of online visits as well as other in-person visits. And I would say that there's a little bit of reluctancy sometimes. Maybe if this is like a new program that's going on at a school, students may be unsure what questions they even have about college. So one thing that we do offer as well is a texting service so that students have time to process the information that we're giving them when we show up and ask us any questions. And those questions go directly to current college students, and then we're able to respond and help them with that. But it has been wonderful having the opportunity to talk face-to-face with students and kind of show them this is where you could be.
Yeah, Text for Success. It's one of the phalanges, I guess we'd say, of the School for Rural Wisconsin. And like you said, that interaction peer-to-peer as it's designed. Do you in Wisconsin get those texts, or is it shared communally across the 16?
Those texts go directly to me and the other three peer ambassadors. So it is, we meet together and we answer and we get a respond to those high school students. We'll also middle school students, but mainly we've been reaching out to high schools and answer their questions directly.
Avery Simpson along with us from Brooklyn originally, and now one of the peers that's trying to help students specifically understand the College for Rural Wisconsin. Jennifer, let's talk a little bit about the school's initial reaction. Are you competing against me? Are you pulling kids away from my in-room class experience? How do you try to help work the instructors into being on your side with sharing these resources?
Oh, that's a great question. So that was one of the concerns with it have been UW-Madison program is that, oh, you're just recruiting for Madison, right? And so that, yes, I'm staff of UW-Madison. Our students are UW-Madison students, at least currently. We're hoping to expand the ambassador program to other campuses so we can get good representation. But no, we're here to provide unbiased research, information, resources, and materials so students can support students and give them all the options, right? A lot of times in rural areas, you think of what's my nearest tech college, my two-year campus, and that's where I'm going to go, right? But there's a lot of opportunities that are out there. And so it's getting students aware of what's out there. And then when it comes to the actual school district itself, we're partnering very closely with counselors, teachers, administrators to say this isn't a it's not meant to replace what you already do. We know that schools are doing some awesome things. So here, we're here to support and provide extra resources. And we come in, we're free. We have the students that can come into the schools and meet with students, high school students, with parents, families, and kind of support what already is happening in the school, but also expand what they're able to offer because we are free and we can come in and provide these resources.
Right. One of the things that crosses my mind, so many schools have the college prep. I'll use the air quotes, folks, college prep in a lot of different ways. Maybe it's math. Maybe it's, a language or something like that. How do you guys fit in with your resources? Is it about financial aid counseling? Is it about how do I feed myself when Ma's not around? I mean, what kinds of things do you try to push out there first to attract not only students, but those instructors?
Yeah, that's a really great question. So we kind of cover all the bases. So it really, we look to, and when I'm talking with counselors and school staff, I'm really looking to them to tell us what are their needs of their students, right? So most of what we've been talking about so far with the ambassadors and doing some of our school visits and programs has been a lot about college search and selection. So how do I even choose? You know, I don't even know what the number of schools that are, you know, higher ed institutions across the nation, let alone in Wisconsin. It's a lot. So how do you even begin selecting through all that? And what do I look for? So there's a lot. But then the ambassadors did a really great virtual program where they talked a lot about adulting, like how to be an adult, right? And so everything from, you know, taking care of yourself to time management to exactly what you said, like how do I manage food, right? I don't have someone providing food for me. What budgeting, all those kind of things. So we really cover that whole gamut of everything from, you know, I'm thinking about college to how do I pay for this? What are some support programs that colleges have? How do I even navigate the terminology around financial aid? What does FAFSA even mean? You know, all these kind of things that a lot of times rural students are, especially if they are first generation college students, don't have the resources or the network behind them to be able to navigate those processes that are we take for granted at higher ed.
Well, like you said, if I'm already a very thinly stretched counselor and I know that these kids have potential, I know that these kids should be, you know, like you said, visiting campuses or thinking broadly about where they can go. You take a lot of weight off my shoulders.
Yes, and that's exactly I would say the goal of the program is really to build that capacity to support counselors who oftentimes have a really hard time finding the time to have conversations. Then they focus their efforts on seniors, rightly so, because they're entering out into, you know, going into the job market or they're going to college. But that 9, 10, even the juniors, they need that one-on-one attention as well. So we're helping to kind of provide that support, but also increase the networks that students and their support systems have, right, by connecting them to college students. Students like Avery and our other rural peer ambassadors who have those lived experiences, then they can see themselves and be like, hey, I kind of have the same background as Avery, right? And look at what she's doing and what she did. And now I can talk to her about that. So that's kind of really the goal, is really increase those networks as well.
Jennifer Blazek, again, the voice you're hearing there, she is the program director for the College for Rural Wisconsin. Like she said, may be part of the UW-Madison campus, but by no means just exclusively promoting the UW-Madison experience. And like we said, that peer-to-peer voice has got to be interesting. Avery Simpson from Brooklyn is one of those. Not that I want you to betray anybody, Avery, but can you maybe share with us some of the questions that you did field either in your face-to-face presentations with some of the rural schools or maybe that Text for Success campaign? Anything that maybe almost made you giggle that they were asking you because you would have been asking it too?
Yeah, that is a wonderful question. One question that caught me off guard is we had a student that just straight out asked us, should I go to college? And it's a very real question when you're thinking about it. I can remember myself in high school going, you know, is college really the place for me? Is this something that I should be looking into? And I think that really resonates with a lot of rural students because you may not have a ton of people in your town to look up to. You may not have had parents or other family members that attended college, so it may not feel like the place for you. So me and the other rural peer ambassadors kind of had to rack our brains around how do we answer this question in a way that's not like, of course you should come to college because, you know, we're all having a wonderful time here and we think that it's a wonderful opportunity, you know, while being able to like really connect with these students. So that was one. I mean, we've also gotten questions as simple as like, what's the difference between lecture and discussion, which is something that I came into college not really knowing because I didn't have that older peer that I could reach out to and kind of explain some of that stuff to me.
You know, you're making me go back down memory road. You're right. There's a lot of those things that you just have to kind of get there and figure it out yourself. And not having that trepidation, that anxiety before you walk in the door with this kind of a program is good. So, Jennifer, you mentioned it's in its first year. Where are we going to go from here? Tell me where your benchmarks are right now. How many schools, how many counselors, how many kids currently have touch base? And, you know, here we are at the end of the school year, logistically speaking. But you got your benchmarks and then you've got your goals. Tell me a little bit about what those are and what we should look forward to.
Yeah, we hope to expand. So we just found out that actually from the initial agreement and funding was for 4 years, and now it's extended to 10 total years. So we have 9 more years, but that doesn't mean I want to slow down. That's not my style. So actually, in this coming academic year, we're going to expand the ambassador program to 6 ambassadors. So we have kind of our core group at Madison who are going to continue because they're sophomores and juniors. And then we want to expand to other campuses. So we're looking to our northern campuses, a tech college student we want to hire, also from a tribal college to get good representation of the state. So we can have those kind of peers represented and be able to travel to their areas as well and go back into their communities. We're also really targeting schools. Most of the ways we've gotten into schools right now is through the counselor, but we've also had parents who are interested. So I encourage any parents listening who are like, hey, this would be great for my student and other students at my school. You know, give me a call, send me a message, email, because that's actually one of the ways we've gotten into another school where we had our College U Roadshow, which was really successful. And so there's many ways that we can get into a school, but again, it's free, but I'm hoping to get into at least 6 this coming academic year and then just keep expanding it from there. And then we're doing a lot of other programs that are specifically for current college students, not so much on the college going audience of high school and middle school, but more on the I'm a current college student. How can I, like I said, create a sense of community and belonging? So we're also, that's kind of our other area that we're hoping to expand, not only from UW-Madison, but to other campuses as well, both within the UW, but also beyond.
Well, like you said, 9 years with that kind of agenda, you better keep moving. That's
yes.
A lot to try to get done. I'm not surprised. Jennifer Blazek, again in studio. She is a program director for the College for Rural Wisconsin. Now, I want to remind you, if something resonates with you as a parent, a school board member, a stressed counselor, a teacher, someone that's from a community organization, and you think this is something that we should be unwrapping for our students, I'll just give you some of the short reference points you can look for. First of all, Google College for Rural Wisconsin. It'll take you to the UW-Madison campus right where you need to be. But Google it, College for Rural Wisconsin. You, of course, can also use their Text for Success line to catch their initial attention. If you text COLLEGE to 877-812-1746, they will respond with more information to help get you started. That's COLLEGE to 877-812-1746. And of course, keep checking back. We'll be touching base with Jennifer Blazek from the College for Rural Wisconsin as we go into the fall of 2024, find out how things are lining up. And we'll catch up again with Avery Simpson from Brooklyn, one of the peers that's there to make sure that your transition from that rural community, that comfortable schoolroom that you're involved in today, is equally comfortable when you head towards a campus somewhere, perhaps in Wisconsin. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.